Oh, just being in the offense for 4 years definitely helps. I have to get the timing down and, you know, just little things with some of the guys, which it takes time and practice, and so that's what we're going to do. We're going to practice and try to get good at what we're good at.
Have you plans altered for the bye week now?
I'll still be in Houston. I'll still be here studying, getting ready for the Browns.
Ryan, one of the things Bill O'Brien said is that you've grown a lot. He's seen you. Can you talk about areas that you feel that you've grown?
I mean, I think I've just grown as a player and a person. I mean, when he got me right out of the draft, I was 22, 23. I was still a young kid. Didn't really understand the league and how it worked and how much work that the extra work needed to be put in. And now I do, and I love it. It's fun. I love this game so much. So it makes it a little bit easier.
Brian, you said last week that being in this office is like being in a Maserati. You get the keys.
He loved that quote, Dan. He loves that one now.
So if it hits you that you have the keys?
I'm ready to drive. I'm probably my high school coach, Coach Surratt. He's at Carthage, Texas now. He's won like four of the last five state championships. I mean, since I was in eighth grade, I remember going over after junior high practicing with the high school guys and watching those guys just trying to, refine my tune or, my tools. And, I've worked out with him this summer, and just being around him and, just he has a drive that's undeniable, and I get it from him, I feel like. And, he's been a great influence on me. Scott Surratt.
Ryan, Surratt, that you said at Carthage?
Yes, sir.
Ryan, how much of a luxury is it to have Andre Johnson and DeAndre Hopkins to throw to?
One more time?
How much of a luxury is it to have guys like DeAndre Hopkins and Andre Johnson to throw to?
Yeah, I got to get them the ball. If I get them the ball and let them make plays, that's my job. I'm obviously not the fastest guy in the world, so get those guys the ball and let them, do their job.
Did the timing of this surprise you?
Not really. I mean, I've been just trying to do my job and get better every day, and he told me, and it's not going to change. I'm still going to prepare like I always have.
You thinking, okay, this could happen this week?
I try not to think about it. It was out of my control. I can't control it. It's not my decision. It's about my pay grade, so.
Neil, that you're the starter, you think you'll check into that medical room on Area Foster every day?
I try to check in on all my guys anyway. Obviously we need to get healthy. I haven't talked to them about it. I don't know what their plans are for this bye week, but that doesn't affect how I'll prepare for this game.
I mean, the timing actually is quite good because you have two extra days.
It gives me a lot more time to study. Hey, you can't complain about that.
How much better should you be considering you've had so much time to watch and watch?
I don't know. We'll see. I haven't been played, in the system in a regular season game yet. So, I have a lot of work to do to go out there and perform the way I need to perform. You see what you get, man. I wear my emotions on my sleeve pretty much. Whether it be good or bad, sometimes I'm a passionate player. I'm passionate about this game. I'm passionate about my teammates. I want to help my teammates win, and now I have a chance to actively do that in the game.
Did any of your teammates approach you after the decision?
I got a lot of fist bumps after. That's it. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.